I need to find a... Oh, I've got no idea where the fuck that sound is.
The one that goes...
It's on my old
the
laptop. The bells. It's on my old laptop, and I don't know where the charger for the old laptop is, but if I find it, then I can turn that on, and then I can search for the jingle bells. But we're back. Hopefully you've heard them already.
And we're back to...
It's...
Our third last episode ever.
Wow. What do we... So this...
Mm-hmm.
Christmas gift guide.
Yep.
And then a wrap up.
And then like favorites of the year, highs and lows, hopes and dreams for the rest of our lives.
Oh my God. What a subtle drop. Anyway.
This week we are discussing gifts by price point for price pointed gifts.
Wow.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
These are all of our favorite things, I guess, or like some things that we think are good gift ideas, just broken down into price points. Mm-hmm. And you can take it or leave it.
Mm.
I'm going to, I remember this now. I was going to say I'll put the links in the show notes, but what happened last time I tried to do that was that I got halfway through all of the things that we recommended and then the text box was filled. So what we're doing is linking to this Google Doc. So enjoy
viewing the Google Doc. Clever. And we haven't linked all of, or you did, didn't you? You're good. I haven't linked websites because I was doing it off screenshots. But also if you just like Google the name, then you'll probably find the best website for you anyway.
Yes. Yeah. And if you're listening to this right now, then there's still a week before Black Friday, Cyber Monday happens. So I would strongly recommend doing all of your Christmas shopping right at this very moment that you're listening to this episode.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. It's the time of year where you need to start a notes file in your phone and you write down...
If you haven't already.
Have you?
Yes.
I did.
Yeah.
But only yesterday did I start that.
I've got a note. It's got all of the people I need to buy gifts for. It's got a price allocation for how much I'm going to spend on each of them. And it's got suggested gift thoughts.
Yeah.
And then I'll, you know, purchase what I feel like. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Chestnuts roping.
Excuse me?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Let's crack it off. Let's start it off.
What crack? Is cracking?
I've got nuts on the brain.
Guys, before we started this episode, I found the best find for Lisa at an op shop.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Klaus, and which says everything about him.
Very small glass man.
But by glass man, she means a glass with a man on it. A very small glass with a man on it. Just a face, though.
And then immediately prior to this, Alex found a spider in the doona and squealed and then didn't believe me when I told her that I had killed it, even though I didn't want to kill it. It was very small. Anyway, now we are moving into the serious business.
Great. All right, let's start off. Let's start off nice and easy. Gently, let's begin.
Yep.
KK gifts.
Under 25.
We've priced it at under 25 due to inflation. I mean, in years gone past, $15. Not anymore.
Imagine. That wouldn't even get you... What would that get you? A Freddo frog these days?
Seriously.
And the Freddo frogs are half the size they used to be.
If that... There's one thing on this list that's $15, so I'll start with that. Jessica Nguyen's chili oil on everything. The serum dropper of that. Okay. Currently in stock.
Okay.
I may have purchased some for my Christmas bags of goodies for people.
Fun.
Yeah. Okay, what have you put on this list?
Not a lot. H&M napkins. They're like $11.99 or something.
I think they're $14.99, but yeah, whatever. For two. Yeah.
It's under 15.
So you're only going to get two napkins.
Yeah, that's a bit shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, buy two napkins. I guess that should go
well, in. Well, if you're going to go $5 over the budget, then you can buy four.
Yeah, which is fine. They have really cute napkins. They have nice like linen with a red stripe. They've got nice neutral colours. In fact, for general... homey gifts, like under $50, $60, you can get some really good linen tableware from H&M.
They've got great everything. You just have to go in frequently so you catch, like, the good stuff.
And they do have it online now for so long.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, finally. But they don't have a home tab. I think you have to, like, search home. Very stupid. Anyway.
Tony's Chocolonely.
Oh, genius. Yep, of course.
Everyone wants that. Don't bring favourites. Bring a block of Tony's.
Yeah, although any chocolate welcome.
I also put Alep soap. They're actually a client that I worked with this year. They are Syrian or traditionally handmade Aleppo soap, which is like olive oil and laurel berry. I think that's all it is. And it's aged for like 9 months in a traditional soap making way. Anyway, all of the proceeds go towards the Asylum Seeker Resource Center. And so I thought that was, it's a nice gift. And it's like a beautiful, stunning, one might say.
Yeah.
Handmade soap.
What's Happy Spoon?
These are things that you're definitely going to get around. Happy Spoon is, they're just like wooden cooking utensils with faces on them.
Oh yeah, very cute.
Yeah, cute. And then there's also this ramen memory game, which I thought was also very cute. It's essentially snap cards or like memory cards with pictures, different pictures of ramen on them.
That's perfection.
I know.
I'm going to segue from that.
It's $22.99.
I put a game into, so Dobble/Spot It.
What?
If you Google Dobble or Spot It, you will understand what I'm talking about. You'll have seen the game before. It's like little circular tins and they're round cards and they have like kind of little almost like bitmojis on them and or shapes or drawings. And
it feels like a speechy thing.
No. Well, it could be a really good speech resource, but it's a really small game. You can really play it with all ages. And basically you put a card down and then someone else puts a card down and then you have to be like, Harry Potter is the
common theme like, that common matches theme. Them.
Yes. So there it's Spot It is like the original, but there's Harry Potter. There's a waterproof one, which would be great for the beach. Like I think the cards are like laminated. Super laminated or whatever. And that one's $25 on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really fun game. We have the Harry Potter one and like Max can play it, but like my mum enjoys it.
So. How do you link the Harry Potter things to each other? I don't quite understand.
But there'll be like a Harry, a Hermione, a Whomping Willow or whatever, all of them around the edge. And then when you put the other one down, you have to remember like what's the matching one. No. There's different ways to play it as well. Oh. So I think maybe you hold cards is another way. And like if you have one that's on there.
Then you put it on top. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. I'm into it.
But yeah, there's two or three or four ways that you can play the game as well. So you're not always playing the same game, which is cute.
Yeah, I like that. I've also added DIY some bath salts. Oh. I've done this myself for Christmas.
Not to toot our own horn.
Not to toot my own horn. Toot. There is, it's so cheap and easy. It's like $4 a kilo for Epsom salts. Buy some cute jars. Stick your favorite scents in. I picked flowers from my garden and dried them and threw them in because that's a nice homely touch. Anyway, so DIY your own gifts. That's my trick for a KK.
Mm-hmm. I put the Lonely Planet Epic Hikes of Australia and New Zealand book because...
That's great.
It's a good book for that type of person. It's also just like visually pleasing and it was like $23 and they had it at Book Depository, Kmart, like every good bookstore near you, as the ads would say.
Yeah. I want to also add to this at this point, Le Bon Shop socks.
Oh, always. We said it last year, we said it
needs
again.
To happen. Okay. Gifts under 50. Cute oven mitts. I picked the Mosey Me ones and they also have nice tea towels as well. I show you.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Mosey Me do good table linen. They do good. Like it's kind of Gorman. It's
very Gorman.
Meets Sage and Claire.
Yeah. Meets Kip and Co.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Also, Dusan do nice ones. Is that how I say it?
How would you spell that?
It's like it's either D-U-S-E-N. D-U-S-E-N or it's D-U-N-S-E-N.
Dunson.
You know the ones that do like the striped stuff?
Yeah.
They're like robes, oven mitts.
Yeah.
Towels. That. And also Marimekko do nice ones as well.
They do. I don't know how much those ones cost. I was a bit worried they might be over the budget.
Well, Black Friday sale.
True.
I bet you they'll be on sale on Modern Furniture Store. Weehee. They're probably like 80. You're right. They're absolutely way more than that.
Well, I guess it depends if you get a single or a pair, but you're an animal if you get a single.
I know.
Because, like, what are you going to do? Let the other hand burn?
Not as bad if you buy the square ones that, like, you hold over, but I'm a bit unco and I struggle to use them.
Yep.
And then, like, then I just use a towel. Anyway.
Next up, Anna Rossi Jewelry. Mm. She has good gold, silver, whatever you want, like... costume jewelry, I guess you'd call it. Mm. But every friend that we know who loves Anna Rossi jewelry raves about the fact that the gold doesn't tarnish.
Yeah.
So
they wear them all the time. They shower with them. They sleep with them, whatever. And they're a really good price point.
I'm into that. Mm. I set a new record or a vinyl, like, for someone because if you have a record player, that shit's expensive to keep buying for yourself.
Yeah. And then you get bored of it and you just need
top-ups all the time.
You know when people do baby showers and they're like, everyone bring a book.
Everyone bring a record.
Yeah. Like if you have like a party, instead of, I'd be like, don't bring food, I'll do the food. Someone bring me a record.
Yeah.
Our friends, Nikki and Jack at their wedding said, bring us your favorite book or record. And only when I got there and realized that everyone had bought beautiful records did I realize that I'd shoved cash in an envelope and thought that that was what they were after.
You fool. They did not have the wishing well memo.
Anyway.
That's a really cute,
really fucking cute gift. I know, I know. And something I could have got behind, but I didn't.
Because anyway, you didn't read the invite.
I didn't read the invite. I was too busy prepping to do the makeup for a wedding. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this Lululemon? Oh, Everywhere belt bag. Yep. I did look at that.
I want one so badly. I'd like a black one. They also have a fleece one for, it's like carrying a little sheep on your body. They're just so practical for going for walks. And I feel especially practical in summer because in summer I find myself holding a phone, holding my keys, having a pair of glasses on, needing a wallet, needing dog poo bags. Like, it's just a whole palaver of things. And then, because you don't have jackets with pockets, if you're not wearing tights with pockets, you're absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
God forbid you need to use a public bathroom or, like, go to a coffee shop and put all your things down on the counter.
Totally true. And on that note, if we're going to go under 25, Uniqlo do an amazing bum bag.
Oh,
$19.90 which obviously you can wear, like, you know, cross body, and it's cool and it's cute and it's functional.
Yeah.
We love it.
Nice one. They have so many colors.
I know.
What else have we said? Oh, here we go. This is you.
July packing cubes. They're actually $55, but I'm sure that you could get discounts.
Yeah.
It's Black Friday.
Yep.
Or again, if you want to go into the cheaper category, you can get some around $25 on Amazon. The July ones, they had cute, like, different colors. Which I thought was good because a lot of packing cubes, it's the same color for everything. But if you want to have, like, Brenton's versus Lisa's in the same suitcase.
Or that really dirty versus clean undies. Dirty versus
clean. Or even to know, like, undies are in orange and t-shirts are in blue and whatever.
Yeah, I love a packing cube.
Same.
I don't own any, but I love them. I put things in other bags in my things. So okay. I feel like I'd really get around them.
Yeah. I said the non-alcoholic drinks are really nice. I think for people that don't drink, it's really thoughtful to bring something like that as a gift because it's so easy to bring alcoholic drinks and then they don't get to
use them.
But on that note, homegrown creamy soda highball sounded fucking yum from Digging in the Cellars. It was just a fun idea for a drink.
Like, is that pre-made an alcoholic? Oh,
I hope so. It's good because, did you know what? The issue is I don't drink wine, I don't drink beer. And people don't really, like, bring you over, and I don't want, like, a bottle of vodka. So then, like, yeah, I would have, like, sit down and have a fun drink with you all at dinner at Christmas and whatnot, but, like, there's nothing I want to drink. Do you know what I mean?
This sounds great. It says it's got whiskey in it. Oh, yum! So sarsaparilla, vanilla, fruity base of peach, and some Ned whiskey for spice. Pour over ice into a wine glass and garnish with a fresh fruit. That sounds great. It is alcoholic. It's 8.2%. So the same as a wine.
Yeah, yum.
Yum. $38. That's a great price point. On the non-alcoholic route, I bought the...
It was $45 on the other website.
Oh, there you go.
Right from there. Yes.
These Monso? Yeah, Monso?
Monco. It's definitely not Monco, but yeah.
They're like pet nat kombucha. So it's not alcoholic at all. It's just a kombucha. So it probably has, like, a, you know... 0.05% alcoholic. Like
sculling mouthwash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. About $14, $15. Although, for some reason, this website has them for $4.
I don't trust it. It's scary.
Oh, that's wholesale collab.
Ah. But yeah, bringing drinks for the people that maybe don't drink wine or beer, because people that do drink wine and beer will still drink that.
Also, we're getting to the age where people are pregnant and or trying to get pregnant or whatever. Yeah. And so it's, like, good to have a non-alcoholic option on hand so you don't make people feel fucking uncomfortable.
Yep.
Yep.
Gifts under 100.
Finally, the good stuff. How cute are these plant steaks from Secotermi Baby? They are all wavy.
Oh, wavy baby.
Plant steaks. Yeah, really cute. I am of the train of thought and belief at this point in time. We all bought plants 2 years ago when we went into lockdown, and everyone's plants have outgrown their pots. Buy them new pots and buy them plant steaks for this Christmas because they fucking need them.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, they've got heaps of cute colors. I also thought, you're going to die at this. Think thornberry.com. It's where I'm buying all my gifts from this year.
How did you find this?
I don't know. It's like Pinky's store, but not.
Yeah.
Japanesey treats, good pre-made gift packs. It's a Japanese cookbook.
No way. I literally was going to have the Choto Moto oil, and you've already suggested the spoons.
Yeah. And this salt thing.
It's got like furikake kind of salty something.
Whatever. Yes. And a book. Yeah. Japanese cookbook. Yeah. They have like multiple of these pre-made gift things. It's $84.95. It looks like you've personally thoughtfully curated something, which I really like about this. So yeah, go on Think Thornbury, just buy everything from there.
That is like, I wish that we had invented that website.
I know. They've also got so many great books. Like just go on there and buy on cards. You know, when you're like, I need cute cards.
Mm-hmm. I always buy cards when I see them and then save them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also a propagation vase from Think Thornbury as well. I had on here.
I want to see what it looks like.
You sure can.
It's great that you linked things and I didn't. I know. Oh, yeah, cute.
Yeah, thoughtful.
Yep.
$70. Good price point.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just keep going. Mm-hmm. I've then suggested a folding beach chair from Gigi and Tom because they look really cute. There's also another cute brand. Oh, I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. Anyway, also Sunny Life table tennis set. They're on the Iconic right now. Two cute table tennis bats with an extendable net so that you can clip it onto any size table to turn it into a table tennis table. Fun.
Wow.
It's like probably around $60. So that's, you could probably get it under $50, I reckon.
Yeah.
Really cute. And then I've also said prints. Get your friend a cute print.
Mm.
Not a real piece of art, so it's not as expensive, but still looks nice once it's in a nice frame.
Yeah.
I've suggested Kate Eliza, Libby Haynes, and Food for Everyone as my go-tos.
Nice. I've said Homie Towel.
Yeah, we're on the same
page. Homie. Sorry. I think it's called Homie.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's definitely Homie, but my brain reads it as Homie. Bala bangles.
What are Bala bangles?
They're like, you'll know what they are. They're like the ankle weight.
They were going to be cute bangles, but they're exercise.
They're Pilates weights. Yep. They're weighted, whatever, but they're chic looking and like good for a really basic home gym for someone that does, you know, body weight workouts from home or whatever.
On that, Seek Solitude bolster cushions. Gorgeous for the yogis in the room. Really nice.
This one I feel like is really good, and I have listed like who I think it would be good for.
So, okay.
JBL Clip4 speaker. It's a little speaker that has a carabiner on it. It's about the size of like an iPod mini back in the day.
Yep.
Google it. It's small.
Google what an iPod mini is.
Yeah, it has a carabiner on the top. So yep. I was like, attached it to a backpack for walkers. How great. For a photographer, like I've seen lots of wedding photographers that have speakers on their backpacks so they can like play tunes and like...
Lift the vibes if it's a bit awkward.
Yeah. Exactly right. hikers, up, like put it on your barbecue, like so when you're out cooking or camping or whatever, so that you know you've got things going. I just think it's
clip really it to cute. Your tent if you're out tenting.
It's about $80 and I just think that that's a really cute idea.
Yep.
Casetify phone cases, unless you've got a new phone, they're all over 100. Most of them are under 100 and you can buy really cute.
Are they like $100 these days? I cannot believe that.
They're literally $112.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
For like iPhone 14s. They're about like 80 for iPhone 12s.
Inflation is fucked. Phone cases used to be $50.
I know. But Casetify have such a huge range, and I always get asked where my phone cases are from, and I'm always like, it's Casetify. But you can buy like You know when you see a phone case and you're like, oh, haha, that reminds me of such and such. Buy the phone case and give it to them for Christmas.
Yeah.
Once okay. I bought my sister a Patty and Selma, like, with their hairy legs phone case, but it had, like, glitter in it and stuff. It was fucking amazing, and she had it for so long. It was such a weird niche gift, but it was so good.
Okay. Yep. I like it.
Kip and Co. do a really nice toiletry case. I think it's about $80. It's like a stand-up, sturdy one that you can put proper toiletries in, not just a makeup bag.
Yeah.
Your one's now. Oh, no, still mine. Okay.
Still yours.
Maple Garden Carry All from Anthropology. This is a harvesting basket.
Thank you. I've been looking for one. Oh, great.
It comes in like a medium size and a large size. I think it was like 70 something and then close to 100 for the larger size.
Oh my gosh, it's gorgeous.
So cute. And I think I did check that it shipped to Australia and it did.
There's an Anthropology in Chadstone, would you believe, if you live in Melbourne?
Are you kidding?
It's Pottery Barn / Anthropology. Same, yeah. Owned by the same people.
Okay, so it's near the William Sonoma Pottery Barn, all of them.
Yeah, downstairs near on the Meyer David open? Jones end. I don't know, but I walked past it the other day and I was like, hello.
Wow.
Yeah. The cute thing about this maple garden carryall that Lisa's suggested is it's like balsa wood or like plywood, and then it's got like it's literally a wire basket throughout, so you can see what's in there. I love it. Yeah,
but the ends are wood and the handle's wood.
Oh my gosh, and they have a little sitting stool for doing your gardening in.
Yeah, really cute gardening shit on Anthropology.
Such good gardening shit. They have 30% off at the moment.
And then on the gardening, no, that's my next price bracket. All right, here's my next one.
Yeah.
The Lego Creator Expert Flower Bouquet. It's Lego flowers.
Oh.
It's really cute. And then I thought if your budget's higher, if you've got like 150 or 200 or whatever, buy them a vase, like a nice vase.
That's
and then
really
buy
cute.
I found it for $75 a flower bouquet, so it's showing $99 on the Lego website, but you can find it cheaper. Anyway, it's really cute and like genuinely potentially cute for when you don't have flowers to use your vase.
I like it. It's one of those things that people will be like, oh, that's made from Lego. They're really cute.
Yeah, they're really cute.
You could use it. Oh my gosh, they would be gorgeous bud vase individual flowers as well, because they're so sturdy because they're made from Lego. They're not going to flop all over your bud vases. Yeah, yeah, I love it. Good one.
You're welcome. Steamery Pilo number 2 fabric shaver. I got a depiler for Christmas last year and it rocked my world.
Okay.
This isn't the same one, but like the Steamery are kind of, they're big in the UK for being like bougie fabric care.
Okay.
Honestly, if you have anyone you know wears as much cashmere as me, they will be thrilled with a depiler. Hey Napkins, really good price. They're really cute. You can get neutral colors. A lot of them have a little border around the edge, so they're just like very classic and chic.
Yeah.
Diptyque anti-odor candle.
Oh.
It's like tomato leafy smelling, but it's made for the kitchen to eliminate like kitchen odors.
I need it in my
life. It's in
a
beautiful brown, ambery glass. It's $95. It's a need.
I want it.
Not a want.
No, it's a need.
This is controversial, putting this in the under 100 category, because who wants one dinner plate? But scallop dinner plate, yellow and blue from Alex and Trahanis. It's
Jardin.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Mm. Probably more in the under 400 category, because you'd want to buy four of them maybe. But you could, if someone has like a bunch of mismatch, like I'm getting to the point where I've got enough mismatch crockery that I could start having just ones here and there.
Also a cute wedding gift suggestion. Not that this is a wedding gifts podcast, but if you're, you know, listening for ideas, then maybe that's a nice thoughtful like group buy to get a whole bunch of cute dinner plates.
Totally.
Oh, and of course the Bell hand cream from Liberty Bell.
Oh,
everyone who's used it is like, wow, it's so fast absorbing and non-sticky and so nice.
Yep. I'm going to take mine into the office next week and make everyone review it.
You should. Next up, gifts under 150. An in-bed linen pajama set. Yep. Currently, they've got 30% off site-wide and they're $150. So I think 120-ish would be what it comes to.
Question, can you buy separates in those? Or is
you can buy separates, but it's cheaper to buy them as a set.
That's fine, but I always want short sleeve. So same. I want some short sleeve and long pants, or short sleeve and short shorts, or shorts, just shorts. But I a lot of the time you can only get long sleeve with long pants.
I know. It's infuriating. I don't want, and especially if they're linen, I don't need them to be shorts. I'm more than happy for them to be pants. And then I don't sleep in them.
Because I know.
Book a clay or pottery class for a friend. Let's start thinking about New Year's funtivities that people can do.
Yeah.
You're going to be really into this. They're Fat Tuesdays. Recycled plastic chopping boards.
Love it.
Love it. They're like speckledy looking using recycled plastics. They're currently sold out. However, I will assume they will be back in stock before Christmas.
I need one. I need the raspberry jam and I need the guacamole.
Oh, I love the sherbet. They're great. Very fun.
And, like terrazzo vibes.
Yeah, terrazzo vibes, but plastic recycled things. Yep. Okay. You're up.
Homey resort robe.
Yep.
Gardening shoes.
Oh, every year. Okay.
Different this year. I'm going with a clog approach this year. Also,
the Birkenstock clogs.
Yeah. So, we are in La Nina.
We are in La Nina. I've worn my gumboots more in spring than I wore all of winter.
And like, we're at the stage where you can't go out and pick up a dog poo without putting on
protective
clothing. So we can't even. Birgit's having to take the dogs out on the nature strip to go to the toilet because the whole backyard's so swampy. It's ridiculous so swampy. Right now.
And you can't mow because it's so swampy. And then you get one sunny day.
And then you get snakes.
Yes.
Anyway, so this is the snake protection shoes. Anyway, Merry People have done a clog now. Hunter gumboots have done a clog now. And then the Birkenstock, like proper rubber clogs. All under like 130.
Controversially, someone buy me Crocs. Or any of these clog versions for Christmas or my birthday, because I don't want to buy myself Crocs, but I'll happily wear them ironically if someone else buys them for me.
Yeah. Well, I'm tempted to level you up to a bougie.
A Birkenstock.
Like the Birkenstock ones, like people you cook in them, you know? I
feel like yes, they're like total, chef shoes.
Yeah, utilitarian shoe. We'd love to see it. Ryo's Pottery, R-Y-O-S.
Mm-hmm.
They do a sake jug and sake cups. They're on drinks, the website drinks. So cute. Would also work not for sake, but it's like big, almost like vase looking jug with two little ceramic cups. Yeah. So effing cute. They have always really good random ceramics on the drinks website.
Yeah.
The Loewe Tomato Leaves Candle in small, 170 gram, $127. The best.
Almost a dollar a gram.
No one cares. It's amazing. And then the Maison Balzac Pompette dot bars. I like the clear with the multicolored dots. Some of the dot things from Maison Balzac give me that hole phobia or like the dot phobia, but then some colorways don't. The vase, the way it's shaped, the dots are spread out enough or whatever. I don't get the hole phobia.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Under 250. Oh, wooden chess. I felt like this was you should have known about this last year. Because didn't you give your dad some chess?
I did.
Planet Finska.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, nice wooden chess set.
Good. Pink and peach, so stunning.
Good thing to have in your house. And then the Panton store. Mm.
Shelley Panton can do no wrong.
I don't know who Shelley Panton is.
She owns the Panton store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also has curated her own great gift boxes for Christmas. This is, I promise you right now, someone's going to say, my dad loves to garden and I never know what to buy him and my budget's about $200 and this is the gift for him. It's called A Day in the Garden Gift Box. It's got a Monty Don My Garden World book. It's got gardening twine. It's got the Do It, I don't know how to pronounce it, tools that are like your proper legitimate.
Do It?
Yeah, probably. Tools. Anyway, fucking cute garden box.
Do It.
And it comes... All gift prepackaged.
Boxed. And the best part about that is when it comes prepackaged like that and you give it to someone, he's not like, oh, I already have a pair of secateurs. Because you're like, yeah, I knew that. But like this gift set, you know, it's nice to get it all. Yep. Sometimes it feels like you can't give someone something they already have. But then they're going to be like, oh, actually, these secateurs are superior to my last pair.
And look at these. Beatrix Bakes gift box. It's got silicon baking mat, silicon spatula book. Yeah, new baby so boxes.
Good.
Top walks in Victoria. Oh, Lisa, this goes with your Lonely Planet book from before. It's got SPF. It's got some freaking alpaca wool socks. It's got a hunting carving knife thing.
Fingerless gloves.
Fingerless gloves, a card, and top walks in Tasmania.
That's amazing.
Stunning scenes.
Also, I was doing a suggestion for Alison who was like, what do I get for this person, which will be in next week. And I was literally like, I suggested a book. I suggested sunscreen. I was like, oh, this like that's a better version of what I was suggesting.
This year, online stores, the online stores that are doing it well are the online stores who are curating their own gift selections for us. Yeah. And because they're, you know what makes a gift selection special? When it's not all the same brand. Because no one knows that you've gone to Shelley Panton's website or to Think Thornbury and bought those things already as a gift set. They just think that you're a thoughtful motherfucker who's put all these items together.
Yeah.
Ugh, men, if you're listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Find the right thoughtful shop owner that will curate things for you.
Yes. Ugh, I love Christmas.
So do I.
Okay, you're up.
A bit of a random one. I thought.
It's not random. I wanted to add one too.
Okay. Sir the Label have done a really nice sarong.
Yep.
The Garcia sarong. It's $190. But you know what? Buy it for your bestie that's 25. Buy it for your mum that's 70. There are no losers here. It is a beautiful print, a beautiful sarong. I think it's a really good bougie mum category.
If you want to go even bougier, sorry, I've bougied you up. The Mateo. I don't know how to pronounce this brand. Yeah, $320 for a sarong.
Fuck me. But yeah, that's
so nice.
Oh, it's all sold out, but that's gorgeous. They're around. Yeah. I actually have the brown. I think I have brown Mateo bathers, so they would go.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so nice. I've been trying to buy them on sale, but they're all sold out in big boob sizes.
Oh, that's rude. Normally, they actually are the ones that are left.
I know. They're not this year. Everyone's got big boobs.
Fuck them. The Leah Jug Green Vaisel Boutique.
Oh.
Look it up.
Okay. Look it up. I will. Oh, cute.
It's beautiful. You could use it as a jug. You can use it as a vase. It's very...
It's a versatile jug vase. You're right.
It's a versatile jug vase because you know what? It suits country home. It suits beachy. It suits mid-century. It suits Scandi. Like,
oh, it's perfect.
It's green and white.
You're right.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
It's $180.
Stunning.
Put Prosecco in it.
Magliato. Okay. Gifts under $500. Wow. You've gone all out. I love that you filled this category.
I've only done three things.
No, it's good.
Augustina Bertone whiskey glasses. I got a sponsored Instagram story from Jarden, and they had these whiskey glasses on them. Oh. They have tiny little balls on the bottom of them.
Like
they
little
are
feet.
So cute. I can't remember how much they were. Maybe like $280 or something.
For two?
For two.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
Yeah. They are so cute. And I just think that with that sarsaparilla-y drink I suggested earlier and a sprig of rosemary or something from someone's herb garden that they grew last year when you bought them gardening tools.
They're $295 for two.
Okay. Well, they're just the cutest things I've ever seen. And
they are really cute.
They are like the Maison Balzac ones, like those lean a bit feminine. The way they're kind of sort of styled, but these are pretty unisex actually. Like they're funky.
Oh, there's so many different colored ones.
They're so cool. Anyway, I love them. Here I am about to recommend a $430 pepper cannon.
A grinder. Yeah. Let's not call it a cannon.
It's a cannon.
Does it actually shoot the pepper? If it doesn't, it's not a cannon.
It's like a superior aerospace aluminium grade pepper cannon. Carla Lally Music
okay.
was using it.
I was going to say, why do we trust
and
it?
And then I was like, okay, I want the pepper cannon. But just this week, I was like, this pepper grinder sucks. And then Birgit was like, I know. And then Abby was like, don't all pepper grinders suck? And Brenton's like, we've hated all of our pepper grinders. And I was like, I know, I've never come across a
good pepper grinder. Why do you hate them?
Why did none of them actually, like, I could do 40 rotations and not get enough pepper. Do you know what I mean? Like they just, it's never enough. It's never enough. They take, like sometimes they're so like loose and then they loosen so fast and they don't coarse grind it enough. And it's just.
That's my only gripe with a pepper grinder would be that I like a
coarse grind.
A coarse grind, a chunky grind.
Yeah, same.
And when it's loose, you're right, it loosens further and then you just end up with whole peppercorns.
Yeah, and then it almost like crushes them on the way out. Like it's almost like it's bruising my peppercorns. Just give me
pepper
cannon, baby, pepper cannon.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, someone buy it and then tell us if it's worth
it. Yep, I've suggested it to one listener already whose husband was sort of like, she's like, I bought him a bougie rice cooker. I've bought him you know, the most overpriced kitchen utensils, like, what next?
Yeah,
and I was
okay.
like, pepper cannon. Anyway.
Or an uni pizza oven, but that's in the over 500 category. Yes. Now I've spoiled that.
That's fine. And I said all the Gosney. I still can't decide which one I want.
Yeah, the Gosney, that's the one that I think I wrote uni pizza oven or the one that Jessica Nguyen
has,
uses.
Which is Gosney. And Thomas Straker uses Gosney as well. Okay, and then gifts over 500. The Letitia Rougette plates. They're on like Farfetch and Net-a-Porter and stuff. I think they're called like tongue-in-cheek plates or something. Anyway, there's a set of four and they say things like winner, winner, chicken dinner and like cute little things on them. And they're white and they've got, the set of four has four different colors and it's got writing in the middle and then like a rim around the edge in a matching color.
Kind of like the In the Roundhouse ones, but like bougie.
Yes, but like you can tell it's French shirt and more expensive.
Okay.
And then you can buy singles of them, which are around 130. And I will buy one when we buy a house because I'm going to hang one up. There's one that says her main passion in life is cheese in like cursive writing. And it's exquisite. And there's another one that says, who says I can't cook, which I think is really good if someone's like learning to cook or if you've got a cheese fiend and you could buy that with like
some beautiful cheeses
and stuff.
This is good thoughts. I like it.
Thank you.
And then gifts over 500, uni pizza oven or a Gosney.
Yes. And then I found today Google transparent small glass speaker.
Oh dear. Oh, the Essence one? Farfetch?
Yeah, Farfetch. It's literally clear. It's
it like
this,
like a record box. Like an old radio player.
A film.
Yeah, movie reel.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's clear with like, you can get white or black colorways, just kind of like around the rim. I just think it's the most chic looking speaker ever. And it's small enough that if you've got shelving or whatever, you could put it on there and it can look chic at all times, but also serve as a function of being a speaker.
Yeah, okay. They're a minimalist's dream, according to this website, which is hype-based, so I believe it.
Oh, do you know what? They're so hype-based, though. Like, look at them, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just so hype-based. But they're pretty cool. Like, I know a lot of gamer boys like their little computer setup and it's all clear and they've got the lights and stuff and you can see inside.
Mm.
This is like
that
chicer, elevated, fancier version of that.
Yes.
I think Brenton would love this.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah.
Cool. That's it.
That's our gift guide.
Very good. All right. Well, next week we'll be coming back into your ears with gifts for people in your life. I would also like to know if there's anything else you want to hear from us for our final episodes. Like, now's your time.
Yep.
You might never hear us again after this. So who knows? Maybe we should get Loz back on for the last one. Oh, we've been saying that forever.
I almost feel like we need two more. We need like
a
yearly wrap up and then like a goodbye app probably.
All right.
I mean, we only decided like last week.
I feel like we can't do a goodbye app until you bought a house. We can't leave people hanging. That's so rude.
Yeah, we won't like delete the Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, we'll stick around.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.